Track 23. Module 3. Writing. 2. Page 53. Exercise 8.
I agree with the points made in the first text. Tea is really good for you, you know. And not just green tea. Black tea is also good for you. A friend of mine told me about some of its health benefits.
I accept what it says about drinking tea at the end of a busy day, but I think drinking tea is only really a temporary solution to stress. It induces a feeling of calm for a short while, but the problem of everyday stress requires something more active.
So you're saying you prefer the second text's approach?
Yes, although I disagree with what it says about power yoga not being beneficial for stress-related problems. For me, intense exercise helps me relax. So I would say something about that in my evaluation.
Perhaps that's got something to do with your age. You're also quite fit, don't forget. A stressed-out 50-year-old might feel differently. I think these two methods of relaxation would benefit different people, according not only to particular needs of the moment, but also age. It's really a matter of preference. For some people, a cup of tea at the end of the day is sufficient to help them forget their cares. I also believe that gentle exercise for very active people encourages them to slow down for a while, which can't be a bad thing.
Yes, you've got a point there. Also, there's the time factor involved. Mothers of young children might find it difficult to fit in a yoga class. So for them, some quiet time enjoying a cup of tea is probably a luxury, and so appreciated more. But text 2 offers a more long-term solution.
Okay, so we are agreed on that. Both texts make some valid points, but a person's needs and preferences will vary according to his age and circumstances. Also, text 2 addresses the question of a lasting solution.